More than 200 people gathered at Haines Boat Harbor on Saturday for a memorial event honoring the lives lost and all those impacted by the winter storms. Haines Threshold Choir sang, and there were prayers and speeches as the sun set behind the ridge on a cold, cloudless winter day. The scar of the landslide can be seen in the background, a massive force that swept away homes and killed two beloved community members, Janae Larson and David Simmons.
We've suffered a great deal of pain, some of you so personally, some of you financially, to ways that the rest of us can't understand.
Pastor Matt Jones reflected on the senselessness of the tragedy and offered ways to find positivity and optimism in the memory of the two. Larson, as the Haines kindergarten teacher, loved her students. And Simmons traveled the world but loved Haines most of all.
And yet all of that in life, I know that I, though the pain, I'm still glad to have gone through the dance. I don't want to have missed that, because if we miss it, then we don't experience that depth of that love, the depth of that joy, or the peace that comes at the end of that hardship.
Following the vigil was a memorial walk about half a mile along the waterfront to Picture Point, made brisk by the 10-degree weather. The crowd included the family of those lost, friends, neighbors, coworkers, and first responders. Among them, Stephen Knight, a marine science technician with the U.S. Coast Guard, was part of the search and rescue mission in the days after the landslide.
Still raw. You know, it doesn't feel like it's been a year.
Knight says he made the trip from Juneau for the memorial on his own dime.
I think with all the folks here, reminded of the phrase collateral beauty. So it's good to have their memories, kind of how Pastor Jones was saying, remembering how this brought everyone together. And in the toughest times, Haines really stepped up.
He says he's been part of disaster response efforts across the country, and the way the Haines community came together last year was unique.
You had folks who were clerks at the hotel, working in the emergency operations center. You had folks who work in administration in the city that were stepping up to, you know, take roles that wouldn't normally be fitted or plugged in with. And just to see, you know, everyday folks, you know, excelling in a response and a recovery effort, you know, that was, it was beautiful and it was very unique. I'm blessed to have been a part of the recovery.
At the Picture Point Park and picnic area, the crowd gathered for a dedication of a long handmade community table. It represents the community coming together in the response effort and in healing, says Haines Mayor Doug Olrude.
It represents all that everyone has brought to the table. Many responded to our disaster last December, and many of them returned to join us today. I hope this table becomes a spot for contemplation, healing, friendship, and renewal.
Olrude thanked all those involved in the emergency response and recovery effort. The crowd listened, gathered around bonfires for warmth. He said the scars of the storm will eventually recede with time and new vegetation, and so will healing from the trauma.
The slides will take longer, but eventually they too will be hidden by new growth. Each of us knows also that the personal emotional damage we each suffered is harder to see. As with most trauma, many of us spend a lot of energy making sure no one sees that damage. Being vulnerable scares us, but to fully heal, we need to be vulnerable. The trees and grass won't grow on the hard rock. No, they need the softer soil to take root.
There will also be two memorial benches dedicated to Larson and Simmons installed in the spring, making Picture Point a space for reflection and community healing. In Haines, I'm Corinne Smith.